Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy!
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Well, hello there. This is Coach Anna. I'm excited to have you join us today on Woman Act Now Radio. Listen, you're going to hear from one of my most favorite people in all the world. And not only is he my most favorite, one of my most favorite people, but he is an individual that has so impacted my life, and you've heard so much about him, Coach Al Hollinsworth. And today our topic is really, we're continuing our discussions this week on balancing life goals. So if you're watching me, you can watch live on Ustream or on Woman Act Now, in our member area, and you can listen to the broadcast live. But I want to also encourage you to just stay tuned, because today we're going to have an incredible show. My mentor, my coach, my spiritual father, he is going to impact us. Listen, it's just going to be awesome. So I want to just do a review of what we've talked about thus far this week on our 15 Minutes to Destiny. I introduce you to some of the teachings of Coach. And that's what we call him, Coach, just like as you call me Coach, I call him Coach, and everybody else does. And I'm the mini-me, that's what I say, mini-me Coach right here. And I want to share with you, I talked to you a little about balancing life's goals, and we talked about homeostasis, our need to relieve the internal pressure that we have and finding balance in our life, those 50 trillion cells, wanting to figure out what's going on. I used a example of boiling water, that when you put that water on the stove, it's settled, it's calm, it's peaceful. So we seek for peace in our life. We seek for that balance. Another thing that we'll introduce to you today is that hierarchy of success, and Coach does an incredible job, or Coach Hollinsworth, I'll refer to him because we refer to ourselves both as coaches so that you'll have a distinction there, but he teaches us about the hierarchy of success, and I want to talk about that because in order to really achieve that hierarchy in your life, you've got to find that place of balance and peace in your life, and that's what we're talking about, that need to relieve that internal pressure and putting it around what I call setting our goals and our priorities for 2010, and why we have this need to organize our life, to create a symphony of sorts, whether it's our family, our workplace, our community, the different things that we want to do concerning our dreams and our visions. And I found this teaching to be so impactful in my life, of this pursuit. What is this hunger on the inside of me that constantly is pursuing opportunities? So I think, and I believe a great deal of it is understanding that those 50 trillion cells that I'm made of, they're trying to seek for that balance in my life, and they need to be in agreement in order for me to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish. So I don't want to delay it. I just want you to stay tuned because we're going to continue to talk about homeostasis. We're going to talk about frustration. We're going to talk about that word I introduced to you, cathexis, about finding that place of wanting to bring that balance in our life and cathexing or projecting our thoughts and our feelings, our personalities on other people to really, I believe, to get what we want. And so I'm glad to have Coach here with us because he is going to bring further clarification to some of the principles. And you know what? You're going to be introduced to something that is so impactful in finding that place of balance. And that's what Coach Hollinsworth, he teaches on the integrity box. And you've got to stay tuned, because that's what now, in my opinion, NOW is all about. Can you get that integrity box in line and find balance in your life in that area? So I want to just let you know that you can go to verticalleap.com or verticalleaponline.com or bossthemovement.com to find more about find out more about Al and Hattie Holland's work. I want to introduce to you, and hopefully we'll have a minute for Coach Holland's work just to talk a little bit about Al Hattie Private Christian Resort, which, you know, I lived up there, so, you know, I can let you know about that too, but it's an incredible place that you have to make that journey to experience it. So without further ado, I want to welcome Coach Al Hollingsworth to the show, to Woman Act Now Radio. Welcome, Coach.
Woo! I love it. I'm excited.
Well, thank you.
I'm so proud of what God is doing in your life, Anna, and how many lives that he has given you to impact and change. There's definitely an anointing in everything that you have set your hands to. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing in your life and the lives of those that have taken the time. And one of the things that we often say we have a lack of is time. But I'm so happy they have taken it and have stretched time that they may be able to sit at your feet and get wisdom.
Okay, thank you. Well, Coach, I want to make sure that I get right into it, and that is we have about probably 55 minutes, and I've been so excited about this opportunity and sharing it with the women of Woman Act Now and about my coach and how you've really impacted my life. And one of the first places I'd like to start today is talking about the hierarchy of success, because I recall at least, you know, and I sent you a message earlier this week that I had found my notes from 2000 from a 2000 Vertical Leap seminar I attended, and haven't heard this so many times, but there was something different about it when I heard this hierarchy of success and your ability to not only share that with us, but also to tie in this need for balance in our lives in order to achieve success in our life. And I'm going to just read a little short thing that I wrote in my notes. It says, the hierarchy of success is grounded upon the foundation of having peace of mind. Without it, everything else will eventually erode and be meaningless. Not that that was your words, but that was my notes to myself when I began to create this. And I think it's so important for our ladies to understand it, as we are in such a pursuit to achieve the goals and the objectives in our lives. So can we start there, and then we're going to cover a number of areas, and we'll get to the integrity box, and we've got so much. So I want you to know you can go for it. You can just take this moment to give us a mini vertical leap of whatever you want to do, but that's the place that I'd like to start.
Well, thank you, Anna, and it's such a joy, again, to be a part of your listening family. And I just want to pray peace now upon all of those that are joining with us today. I just want to begin with a prayer of peace, that you will have peace upon you as you're listening, with all of the distractions around you, that you'll just take the time to, as Deuteronomy 28 would say, hearken diligently, that you would be able to not only hear my words and hear the words of Anna, hear it, that you might be able to convert it, that logos may convert to rhema, that you will be able to hear, that you might be able to see the words on the inside, that it might become part of the wisdom, that you can now act upon it and do it, and do it in that now, that 0 to 5 seconds that I'm sure Anna has taught you about, that place where God will be in the midst of it, and it will be whatever you put your hands to will be anointed. And so I pray peace upon you now, peace, that you will just trust God, that you will get his worldview in you, knowing that he loves you and that he cares about you and that he has and is directing your path. Now, in relationship to what Anna has asked that I speak on is this peace of mind. You know, it comes from experience as an A personality. Anna may have shared with you that we're business people, but yet we're ministers of the gospel. We occupate to vocate. But all of it is a bridge, this peace of mind. And I have to kind of set the foundation for it, that you might see it as relevant, not something that you do as a religious act, but a lifestyle that you live, that you might live this place of now, this place where God can speak his logos word, that you can see it on the inside. If I speak table, that you can convert table into not just T-A-B-L-E, that you would be able to see a table. And if I were to ask you what color that table, you could convert my letters into an inward perception, that you can see what I say. That if I were to ask you now, go get the table, you would be able to act upon it. And this kingdom, that all of the teachings that Anna's asking, that I'm sharing with you, is about this bridging between the psychosoma, the bridge between the spiritual and the physical, that there is a relationship between the kingdom of God and the earth and the church. You are the church, the relationship that God wants to work in and through you, the church, that he can bring forth what he has already finished, Ephesians 1, where he has already finished in heaven, Matthew 6, that now you would manifest it as his glory manifested on earth. So all of that is to say, it begins with the peace of mind, that mind where God is in you. God is a God of peace, that it begins with understanding that you must take time to have the highest of order, God's mind in you, his peace in you. And Anna mentioned to you earlier, as we were talking, that you can have all of the money in the world, but if you're crazy, if you're distressed, if you're broken, there's people now that are in Haiti that are wealthy, but they've lost loved ones, and they would go to all of their wealth to find and love and kiss their loved one more time, but they have lost their peace of mind and no money. No worthy gold is more valuable than peace of mind. So the number one hierarchy of why you take vacations, why we get massages and all of the vanities of life, is that we're in pursuit of peace of mind. And so I want you to know that as a Christian, that becomes a part of your birthright. That when you receive God and receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that comes with a package, that when he becomes your lover, that it brings peace of mind. And the second of the hierarchy is health and energy. And again, you can have health and energy, but no peace of mind. And great people that are physically healthy and beautiful bodies jump out of windows, commit suicide. We've seen it often because there's no peace of mind. But second is that health and energy. That is so important. It's because many of us, we choose to pursue other things, but we're not healthy. And so the second of this grace that is of God is the health and energy, this ability now to live out your dreams. And that without health, it's very difficult for you to achieve your worthy goals that we're going to talk about, or even have loving relationships if you're not healthy. And so health and energy is critical to you being able to love your husband, love your spouse properly, your children properly, love yourself properly. And so health and energy is on our hierarchy of success is number two. Again, you can have all of the money in the world, and many of us are pursuing, working hard at achieving physical, financial success at the expense of our health and energy and peace of mind. But yet, if you have a heart disease and you only had a few months to live as a health issue, How much would you spend of all of your money to get another moment, another year, another month of life? And so you can begin to see peace of mind that can send you off a cliff and suicide. Health and energy that makes life worth living is critical to this process, this hierarchy of what one defines as true success. Number three is loving relationships. Well, loving relationships is I think we all can see why we are, God has created us. And he in the beginning, we see in Genesis that man was alone and that he was had all of the wealth of the earth, but he was alone and had no one to share it with. And so many of us, again, we hear people killing their loved ones for insurance policies and then find out they have given up the highest of their values. Now they're lonely. They have lived, they have pursued finances, as the world may argue, is the highest order. But God's order, and even socialists, sociologists would argue, the most important is the peace of mind, health, and energy, and number three, loving relationships. Being able to have people love you and, you know, comfort you in that time of your need, people that are there to let you know that you have contributed to their lives and that are valuable. You know, some of you have children that have run up to you, and you have your little dogs and so forth. We had our Mistoria, that our love was just to have be shown love that made coming home so valuable to us. And so number three in this hierarchy is loving relationships, people you can share your peace of mind, your health, and now you have the capacity to give into the love. Number four is the financial freedom. Look how far for that financial freedom is down in this hierarchy, this financial freedom. You would think people normally would put it first, but it's the fourth in the line of importance for having true success, because, as Anna said, that we will talk about integrity box, this financial freedom is the ability now that you have peace and health and loving relationships, the ability now to take care of your needs and the needs of others around you, being able to overflow into the lives of others, the ability to meet your own needs and be able to meet the needs of others. And again, we're going to go to number five for time's sake, worthy goals. Oftentimes we put our worthy goals at the top of the heap. Even in ministry, people begin to jump out and say, let me do the ministry, but they don't have financial freedom. And so it might threaten their integrity, that because now they are doing a good deed, or they are speaking, if it's a ministry, raising funds for the church, is it really for the church, or is it to pay your light bill? Is it to meet your own personal need? And so it puts you at risk of integrity when your financial freedom hasn't been established. Your worthy goals have been established over your financial freedom. And so number four is financial freedom. Number five, now you have the worthy goals. That's the time now that you begin now being whole, W-H-O-L-E, being whole, a whole being, being able to move out into the world, being whole, able to give, not as a half a person, but as a whole person, being able to love, unconditionally love, and be long-suffering and kind in the midst of adversity. And number six is personal achievement. You'll see that that's number six on the line. Number five is your purpose. What have you been called to do as your worthy goals? But now you have a whole person that can deliver with excellence what God has required of you. And now number six, the sizzle, your personal achievement. Those things that you do just to make life worth living, just to make life fun, just the sizzle of life, personal achievement. And so again, peace of mind, health and energy, loving relationships, financial freedom, worthy goals, and personal achievement, the hierarchy of success.
Wow, thank you so much, Coach.
That was excellent. So, ladies, you're listening to Coach Anna McCoy and our guest, Coach Al Hollinsworth, as we've established for you the hierarchy of success, being the peace of mind, health and energy, loving relationships, financial freedom, worthy goals, and I believe was number six, purpose?
Personal achievement.
And personal
achievement. The worthy goals is the purpose. That is why God has sent you here. But many people, we effort to jump out in terms of saving the world, and we are not saved. In an airplane, if the airplane loses oxygen, the first requirement we all recognize is that you're told to put the mask on yourself. Behold, that you might be able to now reach out and be able to be a savior to others. But oftentimes, we're not whole, and we've seen many broken people in leadership and do bad things because of their integrity. So at whatever point you would like for me to tie that into integrity, Box Anna, I will, but I want to follow your lead.
Yes, and I think that in going from our hierarchy of success, and one of the things that I've been sharing with the Women of Woman Act now is that in balancing life's goals, a part of that balance, I'd like to move from, now that we have established that hierarchy of success and how it flows, many of you cannot see, but what we've established is if we were to put each of these on a pyramid or in a triangle, we start with the foundation being peace of mind, correct?
That's correct. That is the top of order. There are people that are rich. They give up their wealth to go off into back countries to as missionaries. But why do they do it? They spend all of their wealth because they have found the greatest of their joy, the greatest of their wealth is being missionaries, the ability to touch the lives of others. And so they find peace of mind in there. So the key of whatever it is, find peace of mind.
So and from that, I want to move in finding that peace of mind and trying to find these. And I know as I learned these principles that what I walked away from, and let me touch that for a moment, peace of mind is our pursuit, just like you said. No matter how much money we gain, how much money we earn, no matter what we do, and you often remind me of that it's peace of mind, it's being in purpose. One of the things I walked away, as I establish my hierarchy of success, as I am in pursuit of that success, in looking at this, I began to realize that for my personal life, in order to be successful, I realized I would not be any good to anyone else if, in fact, I did not have peace of mind. Number two, my health and my energy was not there. I could not be supportive. I wouldn't have the energy to give out into other people's lives. Loving relationships, if I didn't work on my relationships, certainly with my husband and with those that were closest to me, it's like there's a process, not that it's the only way to life, but for me, it certainly has worked and helped me to further pursue that personal achievement in my life, because I also realized that once I got to the next place, that financial freedom and being able to manage my own personal finances and become personally responsible in my life, then I now have a clarity of mind in order to pursue some of those worthy goals in my life. And
absolutely,
whether it be doing exactly what I'm doing with Woman Act Now, which is a part of service for me, it is something that I'm passionate about, it is a gift that I give to the world, it is a goal and an objective that I want to achieve in my life, but which ultimately I believe helps to lead me into that place of personal achievement, having an opportunity to be living in my purpose, in those goals and objectives in my life. But I did realize that if I didn't get my finances in order, then worthy goals, all I was trying to do is survive. What was important to me was, can I pay my bills? I had no clarity. I had no creativity to be able to move forward and to move up this hierarchy of success. So that's how
in other words, you were not whole.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Couldn't
and that's the message
without these alignments.
Yes, and that's the message that I want our women to walk away from, because I know how beneficial it has been for me, and I know that the more we understand it as women who really want to be women who act in our now, we want to be women of our word, we want to be women who achieve what we say and watch over our word, but also at the same time, without these pieces in place, then we'll do it for, I've noticed, we'll do it for a little while, and then we fall in a hole. We disappear. We run from opportunities. We are afraid to move forward. And that's been my experience, Coach.
Yes. And, you know, Anna, if I might just jump in there, is that most of us, we fail to recognize, even when we're birthed into the world, our greeting is normally a slap on the bottom, a cry of welcome to life. And we fail to recognize that life is a series of problems. And fearing pain, we avoid, many of us avoid problems. And as a part of what you're sharing with your group, a measure of a person's greatness is their ability and capacity to endure suffering. And if one does not have peace of mind, which now allows them to be able to be long-suffering. And in the midst of suffering, and suffering is defined as events and conflicts that causes pain and suffering. Problems are defined as events and conflicts that causes pain and suffering. That if we don't have this peace of mind and this hierarchy of wholeness, that many of us, we give up on our journeys too soon. Our marriages, our children, we back up in life and we shrink in life and we don't live out to the full capacity of God's intended purpose for us.
Wow, ladies, I hope you're listening. You're listening well today to Coach Anna McCoy and her personal coach, Coach Al Hollinsworth, as we talk to you about balancing life's goals today. Coach, before we go further, and our next step, we're going to talk about homeostasis and what that really means. But before I go forward, I have I'm going to open up the line for a question I have. I'm going to come to 407-694. If you have a question or a comment, I'm going to invite you to the show. Hello, this is Coach Anna. How are you?
Yeah, hi. How are you?
I am excellent, and who are we speaking with?
This is Madonna Alexis in Orlando.
Hi, Madonna. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm being blessed by the show today.
Well, thank you so much, and Coach Madonna was actually here at the DoubleTree Hotel here in Orlando, Florida, at our meeting on last night where we talked about some of these concepts. And so, Madonna, before I go back to Coach, you want to share with our listening audience what you might have walked away with on last night when we talked about homeostasis and cathexis, and to see how well we were able to communicate that?
I think what's going on today and what you guys are talking about is really just embodying what Jesus was saying when he said that I've come to give you life and to give you life more abundantly.
Mm.
And what that really means is to be whole. And what you are describing to us, you as Coach Anna and your Coach Al, and what you're saying is we need to be whole. And
yes,
this is what is happening with Christians today. They understand the word. They understand the Bible. They go to church and everything, but sometimes they don't apply the principles to their life and they don't take the time. I've been guilty of that. And I've always known that something was just out of whack. But getting these broken down segments here from peace of mind to health and energy, financial freedom, you know, goals, and understanding what that really means, it gives you a clarity that I've never had before. And it's really simplistic, but at the same time, it's just an aha moment.
Wow.
You
well,
know,
thank
may
you.
I jump in and share with just a quick word, and thank you for getting it. I mean, and I don't want it to sound metaphysical, but really getting the principles of the kingdom of God. And so many of us, we can go and hear for 20, 30 years, but we leave as broken people. We have never grown to wholeness. And I just, the word I wanted to share is holy and whole. You know, we sometimes, we confuse those words. You cannot be holy, H-O-L-Y, until you're whole, W-H-O-L-E. You cannot be holy until you're whole. And that is what God is efforting through the Holy Spirit, to make us whole, that until we're that, there will be something lacking in our holiness. There'll be a breach of man's pursuit of self, that place of within him that cannot give their all in integrity. Whole, and that word at the root cause, at the root intention of integrity is the word integer, to be at one with or whole. And so this integrity, this ability to keep your words, to do what you say, to be a person of integrity, as we as Christians that bear Christ's name, we're to be people that keep our word, his word, as examples. But good people do bad things when they're not whole. And therefore, they at their holiness, H-O-L-Y, their being holy, is at risk. They have left the source of their power.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. And thank you, Madonna, for sharing that with us. And before we go to our next segment, Coach, I'm going to take another caller who may have a comment or a question for us. Hello? I'm coming to 214-648. Hello, this is Coach Anna. Who are we talking with?
Coach, can you hear me? This is Roz.
Hey, Roz. How are you today? Thank you for joining us on the show. You have a question for us or a comment?
I have a comment.
Go right ahead.
Thank you so much, Coach Hollingworth. It's a pleasure and an honor to meet Coach's Coach. And, Coach, I wanted to reference back on our 12 o'clock Destiny call when we were talking about being overwhelmed. So remember I said I wanted to find another word instead of utilizing overwhelmed, because it's still, I feel like all of my cells would go run everywhere. But when Coach Hollingworth talked about being whole, when you are whole and we follow the line and understand our pursuit, that makes you feel so much better instead of saying overwhelmed. And we know that we still have a choice to use all the data, the education that you've been showing to us. I know that I had got my action planner, hadn't done back to basics in a long time because I had been so connected to the electronic. And just going back to basics within the last 24, 48 hours of writing down and seeing it and keeping it on my hip has made such a difference. So to hear this today and have the honor of you and Coach together, it just puts me back in a state of finding myself again and really truly understanding self. And the analogy of the airplane is I've got to take care of myself before I can seek the highest good of others.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you, Ross. Thank you for that. And we'll give you more opportunity to share with us as we continue in the show, but you know, this is an opportunity for us, and I want to make sure that we maximize Coach's wisdom and his knowledge, and I want to move on to our next segment that I'd like. I just love my coach, and I love the teachings that he empowers us with, and I want to talk a little bit about homeostasis and how homeostasis and frustration, Coach, and how that all comes together with that hierarchy of success.
Well, thank you, Anna. And again, Anna has been such a blessing in my life. I want the audience to know that as well, that Anna is one that I love to take raw ideas, and we share those together and explore them into great depth. So you have an awesome teacher here that is able to take ideas and move them to higher concepts and visual abilities to see them, that you might be able to do them. So thank you, Anna, for letting God use you in that way. Homeostasis. The word homeostasis deals with balance of internal pressure. Balance of internal pressure. Every living organism seeks for a balance of internal pressure. If you were to hold your arms out as an airplane or from a plane, just hold them out straight across as your shoulders being leveled. Hold your arm out. If you were to now tip one and leave one higher, in life, life seeks to return things back to balance. That may not have been a great example. Let me give you an example of hunger. If you're hungry, you were comfortable sitting on the couch watching watching television, but your hunger now got you off the couch to move toward the refrigerator because you were seeking to eat so that you could return to balance of internal pressure. Many women wonder why men visit them, and hopefully we're dealing with adults here. At certain times, you know deep down that they aren't really in love with you, but yet they continue to come and make calls to see you. And you wonder, well, what's going on here? And then after their need, without being more graphic, has been met, they now leave you for a season. They had returned to balance of internal pressure. And so one of the keys of understanding why we're motivated and why we do what we do, fear of hunger causes us to go to work in the morning. We're pursuing a balance of comfort. There's the nature of man is to pursue this balance of internal pressure. All living organs seeks this balance of pressure. And this pursuit of balance, as a visual word that you can see what I say, it's called cathexis, pursuing a desire that you have not obtained. And so this pursuit, this struggle for this unobtained balance, this desire, is the force. This internal force that drives us. Now, there are two basics that I would have you take a look at. One of the basics of this cathexing or this desire unobtained, this force that now has you in pursuit and struggle. One is a desire stimulated from the outside in. It may be a desire of lust that you saw some other person with a nice looking guy, and so therefore you wanted the person because your friend had that person. And I'm being base here, but we find people want what other people have, and we find people want automobiles or careers and lifestyles of other people, but yet that was driven. You were perfectly fine until you saw someone else with those shoes, those coats, those garments. But now there is a pressure buildup for now wanting to pursue and have it for yourself. And so it's from the outside in, called lust. And I believe James 4 says, I think it's James 4, speaks to, why are there wars among us? It's for those desires of things we have not because we asked amiss. It wasn't for you, those things that drive us to war and struggle that doesn't belong to you outside in. The other pursuit of this desire is from the inside out. That speaks to in Hebrews 8 and 10. God says that he will put his desires in your heart. No longer the pillar of fire by night or the cloud by day, driving the Israelites as it was of old, driving them to pursue where God's purpose was. But this new dispensation, he says that I will put it as a desire of your heart. This place of love. Now, that is where this journey of the kingdom begins, is pursuing your dream, your vision. What has God called you to be and to do? Are you being defined, your desires being defined by Hollywood or the advertising advertisers of the world? Or are you being defined, your desires, your lusts, the things that you strive for, are they of flesh or are they of God? The reason that point is so critical in pursuit of your desires unobtained is that many of us, we have lost track of what do I want? Is it what my teacher wanted, what my husband wanted, what my wife wants, what my family wants from me, or the community I serve, or has God put this desire in my heart? Now, the passion of which you will drive toward it and the commitment that you will make toward it is based on who called you to this desire. We often know that we lose power when we're in other people's homes because, and you know, when we are struggling for things that are not ours, we don't have the same degree of fight, adrenal flow, because it's not ours. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not yours to fight for, but one that knows this is mine. There's a supernatural tenacity and strength that comes on to one that knows this is my land. This is my calling, and that drive that will take you from one level to another is driven by who called you to this purpose. And so now we talk about this force called cathexin, this force of pursuit of this unobtained a balance, this returning to balance of internal pressure called being satisfied. There are these barriers that stand in our way. They're basically three that we often term as a means of identification. We speak to others and they say, well, what's wrong with you? You ask yourself, what's wrong with me? And so easily we can give a wraparound word and say I'm frustrated without looking at the root cause, doing a root cause analysis of, why am I frustrated? What is this frustration? How do I define this force that has become a barrier, a constraint that has kept me from this desire that would return me to this balance? And there are three forms of frustration that I think Anna has desired that I speak to you on so that you can break down and take a look at them and see why my dreams, why I haven't achieved those things that I have set out to do. One is a situational block, a frustration. And although, let's give it a term, a frustration is simply defined as a barrier to your goal. That means some constraint, a barrier, stands in the way of your satisfaction, your balance, your homeostasis. And this first barrier, parenthesis frustration, we'll talk about is a situational barrier or block. That means it may be traffic. It may be something. It's something external to us that we now use as reasons and excuses for why our dreams don't live and our purposes perish. As a situational block, something outside of me had greater control that has now put up a block that I cannot bear through. But I would share with you that if it is a call of God, if this cathexin is of God, this lust, this purpose that God has placed in your heart. No situational block can stop you. Nothing that whatever you say that is a situation, I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm not educated enough, I'm too black, I'm too white, whatever the reason is that you have put as a barrier, a frustration to stop you, it can't stop you. It is unable to stop what God has predestined, that as purpose he has placed in you. And so I want you to take that off your excuse list when you stand before the Lord of why your dreams didn't live, his glory didn't come out of you. The other one that people would often want to use is an interpersonal block. Somebody stopped me. It was my husband. It was my wife. It was my children. It was some person, my boss at my job, some person stopped me. But I would have you know, too, that no person can stop what God has put his hands to. And I think in Scripture there was a man called Gamaliel or something that was dealing with Jesus, and he said one of the statements that you may know much better than I, but it's just coming up for me that all of the Pharisees were trying to stop Jesus, and he said if God is in it, we can't stop it. If God isn't in it, it won't amount to much. And so there's no situational block, no Prince of Persia for 20. Prince of Persia may slow you down for 21 days, but even he can't stop you. No people can stop you. Then your question should be, well, then, Coach, you told me there were three. What stops me? What stops the average person? What stops the masses of people from living out their purpose? It's this third one. It's the intra-personal block. It's our own fears, our own bondages, our own attitudes that become constraints that keep us from living out the fullness of our purpose, fear. And the number one of these internal blocks is fear. And fear, you know, is active when one of the signs of its being active is fear leads to weariness. Fear, when you become fearful, you become tired, and you lose this health and energy we talked about earlier. That this fear leads to weariness. When you can't pay your bills, when you can't overcome a challenge, when your relationship is at the risk of being challenged of divorce, you lose your power. You become weary. I don't care how bright you are. When you're afraid of something, fear leads to weariness. One of the first cues, there's a barrier to your goal. Fear leads to weariness. Weariness leads to a lack. When you're weary, you have a lack of discipline, and you no longer are able to be balanced. You no longer can let the lesser things die that the greater ones may live. You have no discipline. You could tell normally. Look at your closet. Look at your kitchen. Fear, if it's all cluttered and mussed about your room of life, their fear is at work somewhere in your life. And so fear leads to weariness, and this weariness leads to ultimately to a lack of discipline. Can't delay your gratification, and lack of discipline now moves to pursuit of self-interest. It becomes about you. Everything becomes about you. You begin to become in conversations with others. Your conversation becomes about yourself and your own problems. And everyone has to listen to all of your woes. And when they don't listen, you become wounded that nobody cares about me, carrying the chip of a victim on your shoulder. And lastly, it manifests and crystallizes into spiritual decay. That eventually when you begin to now, no one is there for me, this pursuit of self-interest, and nobody's there, it begins to crystallize into spiritual decay, moving away from people, from even God, and shrinking one's borders. I could go on and on, as you know, Anna, this is what I do. So that I think that answers your question of what you wanted me to talk on, though.
Absolutely it does. And we have a few minutes remaining, and I think it's just this is awesome. And I want to hear from a couple of ladies before I let you close. You'll have about 5 minutes to talk about that integrity box. I'm going to invite, I believe we have one of our mentor-me's or woman thinkers on the phone, and that's in the 903 area code. I believe Margie Stewart, am I talking to you?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Hey, Margie, how are you doing? And
I am.
Coach?
I
go
am.
Ahead.
Great.
Now, wait, give me 1 second, Margie. I just want to just share something with Coach about you. Margie has been with us, Coach, since the beginning of from the beginning of our WAN time, from Woman Act Now. She was present at our very, very first Woman Act Now meeting, and she goes as far back as the JBAS event.
Wow.
In fact, she probably attended the one you were at years ago,
yes.
And she has remained connected, and when we had the opportunity to do Woman Act Now, she was one of the first women that came aboard, so I just want to honor her for that and her stick-to-itiveness. And not only that, but what I have personally seen in her ability to change and to grow and to execute and implement some of the principles that she's learned. So
wow.
I just wanted to acknowledge you, Margie, before we go into our discussion. But if you have a comment.
Congratulations, Margie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. If you have a question or comment, you can go ahead and share that with us, Margie.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach Al, for even pouring into our Coach Anna. If it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be us getting all this wealth of information that she's been sharing with us, and I do appreciate that.
You have a genius on your hands. God would move her anyway because she is anointed above measure. So you are truly blessed in Anna's stance. Anna is very humble, and she is a woman of integrity. And so you don't find those combinations. So congratulations to all of you. You are truly blessed to have Anna.
Thank you. I want to go back to the hierarchy where you was talking about the peace. First thing is having the peace of mind, and second thing is having the health and the energy.
Yes.
Is it any? I mean, does all of those have to fall right in place? Or you? I know peace of mind. I can understand why peace of mind. That health and energy. Sometimes you may have the health, but not necessarily the energy to go ahead and even go through to the loving relationship. And I would just want to, if you could, just kind to, kind of speak to that, or on that. Or does that have to be in order?
Well, the order is, of course, thank you for asking that question. Again, everything has a range of variance, but ultimately everything we do, we're efforting to reach a goal. And reaching one goal is what we're efforting to do here as we speak. Do you have enough energy to reach your goal? If it is in a relationship, do you have enough health and energy, not as compared to others, but do you have enough energy if you're married to satisfy your husband, be there for your children? Do you have enough health and energy to achieve those goals? And success is defined as reaching one's goals in life, no matter what they may be.
Okay, thank you for that.
So, I mean, again, be careful that your energy goal pursuits are not measured by someone else's need or capacities. I have no clue of your goals and what it might require of you to reach them, the success that they have been set for you.
Thank you.
That
last, what you're just speaking of, when you're talking about the interpersonal and the third one, the intrapersonal?
Yes,
that's
intrapersonal.
It's you, the you that's on the inside of you that has the fear, that you become very fearful. And could I mean, that a lot of time I find myself just even I have the energy, I have all the desire and the burning desire, but a lot of time it's that fear, it keeps coming back up. It keeps coming back, and I know what I'm doing is where God has placed me to, but then I find, like you said, some of the barriers that can come my way, and I find myself stopping, but I keep going back to why am I fearful, and I know that God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but I still find myself a lot of time as to even pick up the phone and make that call, and I know that's what I'm going to need in order to move forward. So, but could you, on that, you said that interpersonal, that's what that fear is, something inside of me is stopping that fear.
Sure.
Could it be that I'm maybe just fearful of what the person on the other side, what they're going to be saying or what they're not going to be saying?
Well, one of the things I'd just like to share with you, fear is moving outside of your comfort zone. Normally, many of us have grown very comfortable, and those who would be great, it practice being uncomfortable. And so moving outside of that place of your comfort brings about this unrest or fear, this place that many of us have grown to be comfortable. But again, as an athlete, as one who would be fit in exercise, Anna's keep working on me in that one. But in those areas, you have to be prepared to move outside of those places of your comfort. And that does bring about fear. And so to be great, you have to learn to master your fear. And I'd like to just give you an understanding that fear is a constraint that keeps us in our comfort zone. But one of the things I've done a study and really sought the Lord on is understanding how fear has been a weapon of the enemy. How do I master this fear? And one of the keys I would have you be aware of is that fear can be redefined. Fear is an energy. It's an internal invisible force. It's an energy that can be redefined. Fear can be redefined as energy to do your best in a new situation. In other words, when you, if you've been to college or if you've had to study at some point to pass a test and you've goofed off the entire semester and you therefore only have 1 or 2 days to pass your test, many of you have seen yourself, you go to extreme, this fear drove you to extreme energy, adrenal flow, that caused you to focus, that now in 2 days you were able, through this redefining of energy, to do your best. You were able to learn in 2 days what you weren't able through a lack of defined energy. You couldn't learn in a semester. So fear can be a great tool if harnessed and used in a way that brings value to your intended purpose. For those who have ever been in harm's way and someone is chasing you, your mind isn't wondering on what's on the stove at home or what's happening with some political affair. Your energy is focused on running away from the danger. This energy is a great tool to give you power and strength. So maybe what you can do is redefine your fear. Begin to use this fear rather than letting this fear use you. Same as with guilt redefined as the energy for personal change or unworthiness. It now keeps you on track and forces you to reexamine your skill sets. Understanding these forces that now keeps us from being our best.
Well, thank you, Coach, and thank you, Margie. We're down to the last couple of minutes of our show, and for those who may be listening to us live via streaming, our show will disconnect, but you can always download this as an MP3 because I got one more person on the line that I want to bring to the opportunity to share what or a comment with you. And so if you're listening, we're going to our stream will stop. But if you go back and you want to download this show, you can do so, and you'll get the show in its entirety. And I want to thank Coach Hollinsworth. So just stay on the line with me, Coach. But I want to share with you that you can visit his website at bossthemovement.com. Also become a part of his online community, which is at verticalleaponline.com, which will also give you access to some of the videos or audios that he also does on these teachings, as well as giving you access to be able to purchase some of the DVDs and CDs for your personal library. So, Coach, before we go, I want to invite our caller from 678-572. Are you still there?
I am. Hi, Coach. This is Daphne.
Hi.
Hi, Daphne.
Hi.
Look, it's so funny. You hear us both. Hi, Daphne. Hi, Daphne. And I forgot to ask. Daphne, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Okay. I forgot to ask if you Daphne is actually from Atlanta, Coach. She lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we had a caller, one of the other callers you spoke to earlier was from Orlando and then from Tyler, Texas. So they're calling from different places. But Daphne, Woo-hoo. Go ahead. And, Coach, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Okay.
I'll
try and make this quick. I know it's about the end of the show. I just want to thank you both so much for your time and just pouring into us to help us birth out all God has placed within us. My question was about the hierarchy. And if you're looking at the hierarchy and you find that maybe you're out of line somewhere on the hierarchy, when you're seeking to determine, I guess, where the disconnect is or you're seeking to realign, would you go back to the previous item in the hierarchy for us to flow, or would you consider that maybe the root of it is peace, and you would go all the way back to the initial and move forward?
If I might, may I, Anna, answer that?
Yes, please, please.
Number one, when you're talking peace of mind, it goes way back to worship.
Okay.
And if you're out of alignment somewhere, you're out of order at the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
This singularity principle goes all the way back to examine the quality of the time you spend with God.
Okay.
That if you are spending time in remembering God's goodness in worship, I know in my home I keep the Word of God on all the time, music going for 24/7, staying in that place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
That when the root is, the foundation is strong, all else will begin to flow. Worship is a type of sacrifice of taking the time, as you're doing now with Anna, that you can have a relational bond, that you'll be able to have a perceptible bond with God, that God now can begin to put his mind in you and he'll begin to direct your steps.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling in, Daphne. And, Coach, I just want to, over these last few minutes, because they'll come back and download this show, if you will just take just a few minutes and talk to us and close us out with the integrity box. This will also be available on this download, and I'm going to just have to have you come back a little more often.
Okay. Well, the integrity box is so key. If you were to just draw a square in the midst of your page, in that square you would put from top bottom N-O-W, now, inside that square. That would be N-O-W, now. Needs, and that's an acronym. They stand as an acronym for needs, obligations, and wants. That when you begin this journey of assignment, of living out your purpose here on earth, the first thing that you must satisfy dealing with this the hierarchy of success is get your need met. peace of mind, health, and energy. They fall within that category of need. You need peace of mind. You need health and energy to be able to be mobile and achieve the assignments that are in alignment with your purpose. Your obligations are your loving relationships and financial freedoms. The obligations are there to support your need. Loving relationships support your peace of mind. Financial freedom supports your health and energy. And so the obligations that we have are critical. They become very important now as a tie-in to your peace of mind, health, and energy as your needs. And finally, your wants are your worthy goals and personal achievements. That's the sizzle. That's the assignment. Now you're equipped to go out into the world and build and to achieve and to do. Those are what you want. You've been assigned to do. But you need the other two in alignment to be able to be a great force at it. Now, the key to this teaching is that you must keep your needs, obligations as small as possible, that you can live out with greatness your worthy goals and personal achievements. Many times people, because of lust, they overextend their integrity box. It becomes too big. The needs that you have are now, you spend much of your life supporting the things that you need. You didn't really need that much. You could live in one room of the house. You didn't need that great big house. But now you're obligated to pay for it, and it has taken power away from your worthy goals and personal achievements. And now when your need is at risk, people will do horrible, bad things. You've seen good people do bad things when their need is at risk. If you were to hold your breath, your body would force you to breathe out of need. So, again, I know we're running short on time, Anna, and I won't have time to really go into it in depth. But the key of this teaching of Integrity Box, if you will be great, shrink your needs and obligations to as small as possible so that you can live out into the world your worthy goals and personal achievement, that they can explode into the world with greatness.
Well, Coach, thank you so much. And I'm going to have you back again for those of you who may not be familiar with Coach Al Hollingsworth. You can visit his website at bossthemovement.com or verticalleaponline.com to join his community of mentees and those who are listening to this incredible information. So we want to encourage you to become a part of that. And, Coach, I just want to personally thank you for joining us at Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy on The Real McCoy Show. You know that you are loved and appreciated, and we really, really do honor your presence with us, and we hope to have you back real, real soon.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Anna, and we're so proud of you, and congratulations to everyone for making such a good choice.
All right. Thank you, sir, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.